the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and now is your chance to be with us as well to play the Harris Challenge. Unless, of course, you've been on in the last 30 days, because according to the rules, then you may not play. But if you haven't been on in the last month, call us now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're doing fine. I think I can speak for the other guys.
Yes, you can.
Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. But I do have to warn you, you would have made a lot of money if you'd planned ahead, because we've actually had people use this time for commercial endorsement opportunities. Maybe you've already done that, Mark, but if not, you can shout out to the family, say hello to the boss, suck up to him or her in the hopes that it'll get you a raise, maybe some extra vacation time. Whatever it is, it's your 5 seconds. Go right ahead.
I'll get a cheap plug to my friend's restaurant, Peel in Edwardsville. If you guys are looking for a good pizza place in Edwardsville, go enjoy some Peel and it's also a local brewery as well.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see the questions and categories you can choose from. Led, of course, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? There it is. Category two, grandmas who won Grammys. The Grammy Awards are going to be on TV on Sunday night. This is a category about grandmothers who aren't just Grammys but have won Grammys. And category three, pictures and publishing this week. Which one do you want, Mark?
I will try. I'll try the Grammys one.
All right, that was the easiest question I'm going to ask you. Here's how the Harris Challenge works: 5 questions in 60 seconds. You can pass on any question you like. Come back and pick it up later if there's time before the buzzer sounds at the 1 minute mark, because that's when I'll tally your score and see how many of the 15 points you have accrued. Ooh, big word.
Accrued.
You're welcome. If you get more than half of the 15 points, 8 or better, you'll get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the old-fashioned donut company, Old Town Donuts in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or we have St. Louis Golf Expo tickets, which is happening the weekend of February 13th through the 15th.
Next weekend.
Yes, that's next weekend. You can kick off the season with a visit to the St. Louis Golf Expo. All the latest equipment and accessories. Factory reps will be on hand to answer any question for you. There's a putting contest, a long drive contest closest to the pin contest.
I should go and I should enter that putting contest. I've only played golf a couple of times, but I'm very proud to tell you, I have never three-putt in my life.
Really?
You know why?
Why?
Because I hit it twice and I, come on! If it doesn't go in the hole, I pick it up and we go.
That's a gimme.
I'm not gonna hit it 11 times. If I wanted to hit it 11 times, I would play miniature golf with my daughter.
Every attendee to this thing will receive over 15 rounds of free golf just for attending. How about that?
That's nice.
Or we have a free bowling party at Kingpin Lanes or Crest Bowl. Kingpin Lanes is in Bridgeton, Crest Bowl in Florissant. And with that, you get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people on one lane, and a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
So those are the prizes you can choose from if you win, Mark. Of course, if you get all 15 points in your category, you get all the prizes. That's a package of the value of well over
$1 million.
Grandmas who won Grammys is our category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which grandmother won her first Grammy in 1968 for R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Respect?
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin is right. Which grandmother won a Grammy for Record of the Year in 1984 for What's Love Got to Do with It?
Whitney Houston.
Tina Turner. Which grandmother won Grammys in 1971 for Song of the Year for You Got a Friend and Record of the Year for It's Too Late? Pass on that. Okay, which grandmother won her first Grammy in 1965 for a song called Baby Love?
No clue.
Want to go to the five-pointer?
Yeah.
Which grandmother won a Grammy in 1982 for the video of her song Physical?
Oh,
As in, let's get.
Yeah, I'm hearing the song in my head.
I'm sorry to hear that. Let's go to KTRS musicologist Dan Strauss for the correct answers.
Olivia
here.
Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John did physical. It's too late, and you've got a friend?
You've got a friend, Dionne Warwick?
Oh, so wrong.
Oh,
you're thinking of that's what friends are for.
Wait, you've got a friend.
James Taylor also said
a friend.
I'm going to give you a hint?
Yeah.
Carole King.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Carole King.
Oh,
good,
shit.
Good. Nice going, Ian.
and the other one, I can't remember.
Baby, Where Did Our Love Go was another hit for this woman besides Baby Love.
Yeah, I can't think of...
Also, You Can't Hurry Love. She sang with two other women. They call themselves the Supremes.
Oh.
Diana Ross.
I
say the Supremes.
I said Gladys Knight.
Oh, yeah. Gladys Knight and Supremes.
I once
saw them on a double bill with Diana Ross and the Pips. They were all so, so talented.
Idiots.
That was on a midnight train to Georgia. Mark, you only got 1 point for Aretha Franklin. I'm sorry to hear about that.
I got five for Olivia. That was it.
Yeah, you both have to be punished. Here now to punish you is a group that we found a few years ago. That does rock and roll covers of songs that shouldn't be rock and roll covers. The group is called Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. And they sound something like, there it is. This.
I like the bass line on this.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Mark, you learned your lesson, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. And here comes our next contestant. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, gentlemen. Good evening.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I love hearing you on Friday, and I love your weekend show as well, so thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's see what categories we have here. Have you been paying attention? Pictures and publishing this week, or TV spinoffs?
Let's do Have You Been Paying Attention.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Daniel. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which health insurance company announced this week that a cyber attack has exposed as many as 80 million customer records?
Anthem.
Correct. In what country did a Trans-Asia Airways jet crash into a river, killing 35 people this week?
Taiwan.
Correct. What did newly confirmed Surgeon General Vivek Murphy say this week is helpful for certain medical conditions?
Nicotine.
Marijuana. What 94-year-old electronics chain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy this week?
Radio Shack.
That's right. Five-pointer, what's the name of the food truck company that went public last week and is now valued at $107 million? Is it Grilled Cheese Truck, Popcorn Patrol, or Baja Burger Bus?
Baja Burger Bus?
It is Grilled Cheese Truck.
Wow.
Cheese!
They went on the over-the-counter NASDAQ exchange at $6 a share. Here's the great thing about this food truck company. Their stock is more expensive than their food because the grilled cheese sandwiches are $5. But they're losing money even though they had $1 million in sales.
Wow.
Fascinating story. The grilled cheese truck worth $107 million. Wow. Let's see how much you're worth here, Daniel. You got the one. You got the two, you got the four, you know, that's all. 7 points doesn't get you past the threshold, so you also have to be punished by the Rainbow Connection.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? What's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions.
Now, for anybody who's going to complain to me that this is going to be an earworm that's going to stick with them through the rest of the night, just remember, it could be Olivia Newton-John singing Let's Get Physical that you think of all night long. All right, that's enough.
I always thought she was hot.
You liked her in her spandex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything.
Did you prefer her dancing in that video or Jane Fonda in her fitness videos?
Olivia.
Yeah, me too. Daniel, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You have the same. Take care.
Thank you. Here's our next contestant. Hi, Brad.
How are you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, first of all, I'm Damon Tiam.
We appreciate that.
Just heading down Highway 55 here to pick up my daughters, Alice and Kristen, and I also have to give a shout out to my brother Todd, who you punished last Friday for failing the sport.
Oh, so there's a little sibling rivalry here. You've got to do better than Todd.
Yeah.
I only think he scored 1 point last week, so if I can get one, I think I'll be okay.
Well, if you get one, you tie him. You got to get two.
You have to get the right one.
Which category would you like? Pictures and publishing this week, TV spinoffs, or... No, really, have you been paying attention?
Let's do a TV spinoff.
Okay. We mentioned earlier that Better Call Saul, the spinoff from Breaking Bad, debuts on AMC this Sunday. This is about older TV spinoffs. 60 seconds on the clock, Brad. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What long-running Fox animated show began as part of the Tracy Ullman Show? Simpsons is right. What were the name of the landlords on Three's Company who got their own show? The Ropers is right. Which Cheers character got his own long-running series in a new city thousands of miles from Boston?
Norm?
I'm sorry?
Norm?
Not Norm. It was Frasier Crane. What show was The Bionic Woman a spinoff from?
$6 Million Man
is right. You need this for the win. Which 1970s sitcom begat shows like Lou Grant, Phyllis, and Rhoda? Five seconds.
Mary Tyler Moore Show.
The correct answer is The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Take that, Todd.
Way to go, Brad.
Brad got 12 and gets to choose a prize. Unfortunately, a new phone isn't one of the prizes he can choose.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no kidding.
But congratulations, Brad. Have a great weekend. Have a nice time with your daughters as well. Let's go to our fourth contestant. You know, this is how good Ian is behind the control board. He can electronically modify his voice to sound like Brad's phone.
That's right, Paul.
Please, just don't tell me you're my father in that voice. Tom, welcome to the show.
How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Want to say hello to my wife, Wendy, my two children, Aiden and Ella, and give a shout-out for the trivia night I'm putting on February 28th, St. Justin Martyr Parish in Sunset Hills.
When you say you're putting it on, does that mean you're writing the questions for it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, wow. Maybe I will give you permission to steal the following 5 questions in the category of your choice.
Hey, can I tell you something, Paul, before you do start?
Yeah.
I wanted to put a category in there of have you been paying attention, and my wife, who is chairing the event with me, shot it down. She said, no, that's kind of stupid.
Oh.
I didn't think so.
Wait a second. Did she use the word stupid?
No, maybe it was difficult.
They're all difficult if you don't know the answer. Tell her that.
Absolutely. I know.
All right, Tom, would you like pictures and publishing this week or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
I don't get an extra one?
No, that's the only two left.
All right, we'll do the paying attention.
All right. Now, we'll see if you or your wife was right with the call here. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which likely Republican presidential candidate was in St. Louis last night for a fundraiser?
Pass.
Which magazine has Hannah Davis on its cover this week with a bikini bottom pulled very low?
Sports Illustrated.
Correct. In what Middle Eastern country did a university hold a conference on women's rights with delegates from 15 nations, but none of them women?
Saudi Arabia.
Correct. What real estate board game is celebrating its 80th anniversary in France by including real cash in place of the fake cash in the box?
That is Monopoly.
That's right. In what state did 52-year-old Lawrence James try to walk 50 miles between Fort Yukon and Birch Creek in 35-degree below weather over 15 hours?
I'm going to just take a stab and say Minnesota.
It's Alaska.
Oh.
Back to the likely Republican presidential candidate with a fundraiser last night in St. Louis.
Rand Paul.
It was Jeb Bush. You got the two? You got the two, the three, and the four. That's 9 points. You are a winner, Tom.
Excellent.
By the way, this guy, Lawrence James, it took him 15 hours to walk 52 miles in 35-degree below weather. Think about that. That's not just all day. That's through the day and the night. And it's winter in Alaska, so the day's not that long. Here's the amazing part about this. He didn't get there because his family was worried about him with the weather being so cold. They called the cops. The cops sent out search and rescue teams. It took them most of the 15 hours to find him. They got him 4 miles away. He had gone 48 of the 52 miles.
Wow.
Couldn't quite get there. Pretty amazing story. And the Monopoly story is pretty amazing, too. They have put they put real euros in these boxes and publicized it. It's like the golden ticket in the Wonka bars in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Somebody in France is going to win $23,000. That's how much money is in there in euros in a Monopoly box. Other people are going to get smaller denominations. But imagine that. You open it up. I'll be the banker. I will definitely be the banker here. All right, Tom. You got 9 points. You're a winner. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. Here's our final contestant. Hello, Dave.
How you doing, Paul?
Great. Thank you. 5 seconds for your plug.
Oh, did you hear the one about the female urologist that sang in a soul band on the weekend?
No.
Her name was Uretra Franklin.
Ah! All right, Dave.
Wasn't it Tom that just won?
Did you say? The last category there was Tom. Yes, did he hang up?
Yeah, he did.
All right, Tom, call back and Dan will get you your prizes. Dave, we have one category left. It's pictures and publishing this week. My choice.
Okay.
My choice for you would be pictures and publishing this week. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV news anchor apologized on the air for claiming he had been in a helicopter that was hit by an RPG in Iraq in 2003?
Henry Bowers.
Brian Williams. Which 51-year-old star of the massive flop Mordecai just married his 28-year-old girlfriend, Amber Heard?
Pass.
Which hacker hit Hollywood studio did Amy Pascal resign from this week?
CNN.
Sony. Which pop singer who died in a bathtub was the mother of Bobby Christina Brown, who was found unconscious in a bathtub this week?
Whitney Houston.
Correct. Which author of To Kill a Mockingbird, thought to be her only novel, will finally publish another book she wrote years ago, also about the Finch family?
Jane Austen.
Harper Lee. Who's the 51-year-old who married his 28-year-old girlfriend, Amber Heard, and is in that massive flop movie Mordecai?
I don't know.
His name is Johnny Depp. And by the way, about Harper Lee and the sequel, if you will, to Kill a Mockingbird, it's called Go Set a Watchman. It's actually a movie set that she wrote before To Kill a Mockingbird about Scout as a grown-up woman and Atticus, her father, and other people who are also in that town. There's a lot of controversy now about whether Harper Lee actually wants this to be released because she's 88 years old. Her sister was her attorney. She passed away in November. A woman who also worked in her sister's law firm named Tanya Carter has really taken over a lot of Harper Lee's business. And a lot of people think that Harper Lee has nothing to do with this, that Tanya Carter is the one who said, I'll make more money if we can get a contract from HarperCollins, which she did, and now they're planning on releasing it. I will tell you, as a lifelong fan of To Kill a Mockingbird, and it was an important book for my daughter and for my wife as well, I don't want this book to come out. Because To Kill a Mockingbird is so perfect, and the movie they made from it is so perfect. All you can do is destroy the legacy of Harper Lee by releasing Go Set a Watchman. So there's my little speech about that. Let's see how you did here, Dave. All you got was 4 points for Whitney Houston, so yeah, I'm going to have to punish you as well. Here come Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And that's all I can take today. Have a great weekend. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.